God program is perfect. A fellow said to me one time, he said, well, I believe Brother Ruffin's going to give me a second chance. You're right, he will. God will condemn anybody without a second chance. You're right, he won't. Well, I'll just take my chance now and then die, and then later on I'll get another chance. Yes, you will. If you want to call that a chance. Now, if you want to call that chance, take it. Me, I'm taking my chances right there. I am not going to stand before my Creator, God Almighty. Some of you can make a universe and stand there and tell him what a fine fellow I am. I'm not going to do it. If you want to do it. Brother, it's a free country, but count me out. You know what's going to happen to you? You stand like this, look like a light, you can't see, and then your head back down, you can't look at it, you know, and then you hear this sound like Niagara Falls. Who? A voice like the sound of many waters. And here's this voice saying, crank it. Here goes the film. You look up there and here's your whole life, from the time you were born, the time you died, laid out there. By the time you get to watch that horror story, and he points that finger at you and says, depart from you, cursed everlasting fire, you won't have nothing to say. That Bible says, every mouth stopped and all the world become guilty before God. Now, if you want to stand and try alibi, go and alibi. Count me out. You want to stand there like that and that record being shown, you look down like this at your feet, and boy, it'll be 20 million light years down below you into a bottomless pit and outer darkness. You say, my God, what's holding me up? There's no ground there. Revelation 20 says, from before whose face, heaven and earth fled away. At the white throne judgment, you're not standing on anything. You're in outer space, like that. You take one look down there and you say, my God, what's holding me up? And your conscience say, you said it. My God, that's what's holding you up. And the thought will strike you for the first time. The only reason I don't drop is because God hasn't said drop yet. And if he says drop, I'm going. Now me, I don't have to learn that lesson. I got that one down. I'm standing here right now. What's holding me up? Don't kid me. If not my leg, don't fool me. It ain't the floor. Don't give me that stuff. I know what's holding me up. God's holding me up. Yeah. And if God says, drop, flip, brother, I'm gone. I don't have to learn that. You stand that about that time, Lord, is pointing his finger at you and say, depart from you, cursing everlasting fire, for the devil is angels. And about the time you think you're going to go, the Lord's going to say one more thing before you go, hit the dirt. So there's any dirt. That's all I just try. And down you go on your knees like that. And the Lord says, confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, okay. Well, that Bible says every knee shall bend, every head shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord, the glory of God the Father. You know, dumb, stupid preachers, we're not as dumb as we look. You know what my batting average is going to be? 1,000. Not one miss, not one error. When I get through, if that book is right, I'm going to live to see every man, every woman, every child I've ever preached to or witnessed to converted to my belief. 1,000%. The trouble is, it'll be too late. Why don't you take care of it now? We'll stand and give an invitation, and why don't you just come down and bow the knee now? Why wait? Get out there, Muhammad. Down you go, buddy. Buddha, hit the dirt, boy. Johnny Carson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, sit up, lie down, go over, speak. Satan. When he gets through all through calling the roll, he'll call on the devil and say, hey, you remember that little deal you gave me in chapter 4? You remember that time you said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you these kings? I remember that. Okay, I'm king. Down, buddy. Down goes. Amen. 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 Amen.